Caden was hunting. His fraternal bond with Aquilius had been strong. At the Eternity Gate, they had shed blood together, escaped aboard the same Stormbird when the assault failed. It meant something. Aquilius's death demanded nothing less than death in return. Caden wanted revenge. The whip that spooled from his wrist was like a living thing. It reacted to his mood, slashing and spitting now as he ranged through the scarred ruins of the battlefield. Any survivors he found, he killed, choking their lives away in the coils of his whip. Blood smoke blighted the horizon, filling the air with copper tang. Hellhounds had made an encampment close by. It would not be hard to infiltrate. With surprise, he could kill enough of a tally to balance the scales. A debt was owed, compounded in blood. Vidar might be brutal, Ardantes swift and deadly, but he was silent. The lash was part of him, a whispering ender of lives. Its barbs extruded venom so toxic, it could even stop the beating hearts of a legionary. Three hellhounds were below, carving up the meat of a slain enemy, preparing to feast.
Death's whisper is upon you, Bray.
Just before he was about to move, Caden felt a tiny sting in his calf through the vulnerable leather greave he wore. Turning, he was about to examine the wound when he froze.
Gods of hell and damn!
Paralysis had spread to his mouth, too. Iron seized his limbs. The lash constricted, crushing his arm in its death throes. But Caden couldn't scream. His eyes did widen when he saw the face of his killer. Unable to fight it. Unable to prevent the monomolecular cutting edge from removing his limbs.